Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Marjorie Fiore, your guest host for today's show. And today we're changing things up. I'll actually be interviewing Suzanne Oshima. Suzanne's a life and love transformational coach at Your Next Amazing Story. And today we're talking about the secret to getting him to commit to you. It's going to be a good one. But before we jump in, Suzanne, please share with the audience who you serve and why.
Sure. So thanks, Marjorie. I help single women transform midlife into their best life and find love again in their next chapter. And the reason why I serve this audience is because, number one, I'm so passionate about it. But number two, it's because it always honestly breaks my heart when I hear a woman in midlife feel like it's too late for me. I'm never going to find love again, when I know it's never too late. You can find love again at any age.
Great. I love that. I love that. And I love what you do. It's so needed. It's so needed. And you know, a lot of us are good at dating casually. You know, we have a lot of friends. We can date here and there, never quite get too committed. But when we find somebody that we are interested in turning that corner with and having a natural relationship with, it can be kind of hard to transition and to get him to commit. What's the best way we can do that? What are some tips?
Well, let me start off with, first of all, it's a great question. I know everyone is hanging on the edge of the seat, their seats, going, well, what should I do to get him to commit?
Tell me. Okay. Got my pen ready.
So let me first tell you what she shouldn't do. Number one, don't force it. Because when you force it, it's never going to work. Because that is along the lines of, you know, giving him an ultimatum. And no one, I repeat, no one, us and men, don't want to be given an ultimatum. Because then we will feel, or he will feel, like he's being backed into a corner. Right. And, you know, even let's just say if you said to him, you know, I'm looking for a serious relationship. So either we commit to each other or I'm going to move on. Let's just say he does agree. But at a certain point, he's going to feel like, God, I was kind of forced into that. And then at a certain point, he'll start to resent you. Yep. So it's important to, not force it. Don't give him an ultimatum. And then, you know, sometimes women will say, well, what if I ask him to be exclusive? Well, you can. And, you know, I believe in women's empowerment, and I believe women could do whatever they want to do. It's just, if you're a traditional woman where you feel like, you know, I really want a man to ask me to marry him, I want a man to ask me to be exclusive, it puts you in a place, I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to say at a disadvantage, but you'll never know if that's what he truly wanted if you're the one asking.
It's right? Kind of an imbalance, really.
You said it perfectly.
Yeah.
So it's important to really think about things, and am I forcing this? Am I doing it from fear? Or a place of insecurity, or that I'm being needy and I feel like I need to lock this down, right? That's not the best come from places. It's not gonna yield a healthy relationship with the gentleman that you would like to commit to you, right?
And really, you should be able to have the signs to know whether you're exclusive or not. You know, if you have a standing date, XY, you know, that's pretty frequent, or he kind of wants to know where, you know, I mean, there should be signals where, because I, you know, when I saw that, I was like, well, why wouldn't you? And I guess my question was, I was thinking, could you ask him, are you exclusive? But again, you shouldn't have to ask. You should know. And you, again, like you said, if he brings it up, then there's the balance that should be there. And it kind of sets the tone for the relationship, I would think.
Well, and Marjorie, I love what you said about there should be signs, right? Mm-hmm. Is if you see each other on a constant basis, on a regular basis, he's always checking in with you. You should feel like the relationship is progressing, even if you're not exclusive. Like,
right.
You know that you're not going weeks at a time not hearing from him. If that's happening, you're probably not close to being exclusive, right?
Right.
Or if you hear from him sporadically here or there, you're probably not progressing to exclusivity. Which brings me to the point of what a woman should do, like you were talking about, is let it happen organically. I think, you know, so in this day and age, we all want things to happen quickly. We want it now. And so it's important to just lean back sometimes and say, okay, it's progressing. Let's just see what happens, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and let him, I hate to use the word court. It sounds so old-fashioned. But like, you know, enjoy the dating process. Let him, you know, let that game, not the game, but you know what I mean, the dance. Let that play out. Let it happen. And you should, it should both be mutual. Like you start to miss them more and you start to text them and talk to them more and you start to have, it's just understood on Tuesdays and Fridays, you're going to do X, Y, Z or on the weekends, you know, that kind of thing. Or he checks with you before he does something else on the weekend. You know what I mean? That kind of natural stuff where nobody has to pronounce, oh, are we a couple? Do we need to tell people that and change our status on Facebook? It's like, no. You know, it's like.
Yeah, and changing your status on Facebook does not, it's not the indicator you're in a relationship. But, right. You know, the other thing is that I think a lot of people forget is that, you know, if you just show up as the best version of yourself, that's going to naturally attract him to be with you more often. Like if you're confident, confidence mm-hmm. is, by the way, a universal attractor, right? Everyone, men like women with confidence, women like men with confidence. And so it's important to have that confidence within yourself.
Eat the French fries, eat the French fries.
Which means to be secure with yourself. Yes, I agree. Eat the French fries. I love French fries, so I completely agree. But it's also important that you love your life, that you're living your best life, that you have your own passions, you know, and life is the best thing with or without him in it, that you're going to be okay.
Right.
And when he sees that you're passionately living your life and that it's not dependent on him committing to you or not committing to you, you know, that's intriguing. That's right. Attractive. And I think that's the same for women. We have that same attraction for men, that if a man is too needy or, oh, I need you to commit so quickly, then it's kind of like, ew, don't you have anything else going on in your life?
Right. Right. It's almost like you keep your hat, like you make sure that you're the source of your happiness. And it's almost like a bubble. Like if you're here, that could make it even nicer. And if you're not, I'm going to be happy anyways. And then it is kind of like, hey, I want some of that. I want to be happy like that all day. And I want to be around somebody like that. And it's easier said than done, but it's like when you, once you realize your own power, and cause that's really all we have anyways, like even if everything was great and somebody was taken from you, you still want to be able to be the source of your own happiness and your own joy. And not like it's so dependent. Once I get this, or if this happens, or once I get the relationship, it needs to be the relationship with yourself, which is such an, again, awakening in midlife, which is like, that's why I love what you do, because it's a good balance. It's like falling back in love with yourself. You're enough. You're, you know, be the best version of you. It's self-care that's so attractive. Same thing with a guy. Like when, I don't know, I know exactly what you mean with confidence. Like when they can take care of themselves and they're not just waiting on you to be their mother, that it's so much more attractive. And it's like, it's kind of attractive when they don't actually need you. They're like, hey, he doesn't even need me. It's like, I better make sure, you know, that kind of is a little bit of it's an attraction. It really is. I think both ways, like she's going to be okay without me. And that's nice to enhance somebody's life, but you can't be the reason. They can't be the reason for your happiness. Cause nobody, then it's just a drag. Like it's such a burden to be around somebody that's like, oh, I waited all day till you got off work, and you know, that kind of thing. Or I've been in that experience. It's a burden, and it's a total turnoff.
Yeah, you're so right. Is we want someone, we have a great life, he has a great life, and then we come together and we share this part of our life together, but we're not codependent on each other, and that we have great lives on our own, but also with each other. And, you know, that you have fun and you're playful with each other, and just show him what his life could be like with you in it all the time. And if you do this, trust me, if you show up like this, he will want to naturally want to be with you, because he will realize that his life is better with you in it versus with you not in it. And so he'll want to naturally commit to you.
Right. And that's for a healthy person. But we all know there's other men. I mean, let's just say this should be your plan anyways. This is your, you know, you should have a checklist, and that should be what you do at anyways. Take care of yourself. Because some men really just won't commit.
Yeah.
So if you do all that, what's the worst? You're still going to be the best version of you for the next person that you find that could commit. But yeah, I like that, because it still is, it's hard, especially if you've been dating casually and now you're like, oh shoot, now how do I take it to the next level? But I love that. I think what's most important here is the things that we shouldn't do. Cause we do want to just say, look, I'm an adult. Let's have this conversation. Are we committed or not? Are we doing this or not? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, and it's an awkward conversation. I mean, I'm not saying, by the way, ladies, that you can't have those conversations. You can, but it's really about finessing how you have that conversation. I will say most of the time people do it in the wrong way. And instead of, you know, attracting him in and wanting a commitment, it's repelling. Because yeah. People do it from a place of fear or a place of neediness or insecurity. And no one wants to be committed to someone who's insecure or needy. So it's important. I think the better way to do it is naturally, organically. And if you show up as the best version of yourself, like you said, Marjorie, my life is great. Whether you're in it or not, I'm having a great time. And if you want to be a part of this, you know, right. Join me. But if you don't, that's okay too. I'm not going to die.
Right. I know. I mean, this is such a great topic because, you know, we're all different, and we're all, you know, attracted to different people, and we all have different goals. And, you know, if somebody's not ready to commit, then maybe you move on. But again, if you just focus on you, and then it's that natural like vibration and that natural attraction that's going to happen. And I have friends like that. I mean, girlfriends where it's like, oh my gosh, I just want to be around her. She's so happy. Good things happen for her all the time. She's always positive. And it just kind of like, it's an attraction. It really is. So I think is it common sense? Absolutely. Do we need a reminder? Absolutely. This was a great topic. Any closing points that you want to bring up, or do we cover most of it?
Nope. I would just say, let it go and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that for the listeners, just to listen to this again and really jot down those points you made, because again, it's easy to say, oh, I'm just going to have a black and white conversation, but just say, I'm not going to do these things, and here's what I'm going to focus on. And then we'll, you know, kind of have that ready, because it's easy just, if you are a strong personality or you like to be in control or just don't want to have any gray areas, it's easy to kind of default to the things that are going to repel him. And you don't want to, like you said, an ultimatum, even if he kind of like is pretty much interested, but it's like, ah, God, you're pushing me against the wall. Then I'm either going to feel forced or I'm going to say, no, I'm not doing that right now. You know, and you could miss out on an opportunity. So this was amazing. This was a really good conversation. And I know that you go deeper, Suzanne. You have a great free online masterclass, The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. So let us know a little bit more about it and then where the listeners can get registered.
Sure. So it's my free masterclass. And in this free masterclass, I share with you the number one way to meet a quality man. I also share with you what to do when online dating is not working for you, why it may not working for you. And then number three, how to turn it around, because I want to help you meet a quality man online. And I know, ladies, what you're thinking, you're probably thinking online dating doesn't work. No, it does work. You're doing something wrong. Hint, hint on your program. profile. So register for this free masterclass. Click on the video, or if you're listening to the podcast, you can go to yournextamazingstory.com, and it's at the top of the website.
Great. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. The show is available in both video and podcast format and can be found at yournextamazingstory.com. Take care.